Yeah, I'm back with more voice posts. Yes, I'm spamming your email, your page, Facebook page, and Twitter feed with all of this because I'm bored and I want to blab my mouth off. All right, Barack Obama had his little speech about Afghanistan. We're pulling troops out slowly but surely. About damn time. The thing is, we were right to go in Afghanistan. We had no business going to Iraq. That was the dumbest thing any American president has ever done, and George W. Bush will be damned for all American history for doing that, because we got into a war we didn't need to be in. We handicapped the effort to bring terrorists to justice to go into Iraq. Terrorism was not there before we came in. The terrorists came in when we invaded Iraq. So, Bush, that's on your head. Not the Democrats, not Barack Obama's, that's on your head. You're going to have to go to your grave with that blood on your hands. Because you should have enough sense to go, no, we don't, just because that guy threatened my dad doesn't mean I can send almost our entire military into Iraq and overthrow him. Oh, pay somebody to shoot his ass. I mean, that's what Mossad's for. Or somebody else. Hell, you got Arab countries that could get in there and nail him. Pick him off when he's on a state visit somewhere, you know? But, yeah, it's about time we're getting... And you know what's going to happen when we leave. The Taliban will get strong again. They'll overthrow the government in Afghanistan, the corrupt government in Afghanistan, and it'll be the same damn thing over again. But the message should be clear. You come back... If there's a terrorist attack on the United States again, we're going to wipe you out. And it should be told to the Taliban. We'll leave you alone if you leave us alone. But if you support a terrorist group that attacks the United States of America, we're going to come in and if we have to kill innocent people, we're not going to apologize. We're going to destroy you. If it means blowing up towns, if it means killing lots of people to bring you down, we'll do it. And it'll be on your head. We are the world's superpower. Why don't we just fucking act like it? Come on, folks. I mean, if somebody messes with us, we should kick them straight in the nuts. Not pussyfoot around doing it. You don't piss us off, we won't come kick your ass. It's pretty much what the message should be. And that wasn't delivered. Oh, now we got Osama bin Laden, but we got him almost 10 years later than we should have. But that's my opinion. Anyhow, Barack Obama's done a pretty decent job so far. He could have done better. He had 2 years there where he had a Democratic majority, and he didn't do as much as he should have done. And I think he's going to win the White House again in 2012. I think the Democrats will regain the House because the Republicans haven't really done a whole hell of a lot either. They've not come up with any solutions. They're, in fact, and you look at their presidential field, the only one that's halfway decent is Mitt Romney, and he won't win because he's a fracking Mormon. Yes, there'll be people who hold it against him that he's a Mormon. So, but the rest of the field, frankly, sucks. So, guess what, conservatives? You're going to be stuck with Barack Obama for 4 more years. So, that's it for now. Bye-bye.